Tonight's program, the first work is called Five Pieces for String Quartet by Erwin Schulhoff. Schulhoff, who lived from 1894 to 1942, was a prolific composer whose work embraced a wide range of styles and influences. Like Kafka and Mahler, a German Jew in a Czech cultural milieu, Schulhoff took full advantage of his outsider status to forge a distinctive musical personality. Born in Prague, the German-speaking prodigy studied Dvorak, Scriabin, and Strauss, Debussy, and Janáček. Following this more traditional training, Schulhoff returned from World War I with a new political and musical orientation. He turned to the leftist musical avant-garde in Germany during the Weimar Republic and began to incorporate the melange of styles from Dadaism to Expressionism, jazz, and South American dance, which flourished between the two wars. Schulhoff's politics, his leftist politics, eventually led him to join the Communist Party. His political views brought him trouble, however. His music was banned and he was forced to work under a pseudonym. When the Germans invaded Czechoslovakia, he was deported to a concentration camp in Würzburg, Germany, where he died of tuberculosis. The Five Pieces for String Quartet amounts to a suite of five pieces. It was written in 1923 when Schulhoff returned from Germany to Prague. The pieces include a dance suite, a neoclassical glance back to the Baroque era, blended with modern dissonances. The suite provides a synopsis of several aspects of Schulhoff's music, a sense of parody bordering on the grotesque, an element of Czech folk music, a love of popular dance, and rhythmic vitality. The pieces express the words he wrote in 1919, quote, "Music should first and foremost produce physical pleasures, even ecstasies. Music is never philosophy. It arises from an ecstatic condition, finding its expression through rhythmical movement," end quote.